Welcome, everyone. Today we're going to start learning together Talmud Esel Sfirot, or the study of the Ten Sfirot. The word Sfirot means a spiritual level. So first we're going to read from the Ari, Rabbi Yitzchak Luria, and then we're going to go into the commentary by Rabbi Yehuda Ashlag. Da, ki terem shenetzlu anitzalim venivru anivraim, you should know, before everything was emanated and before everything was created, and I want to focus on the term that the Ari uses here, that you should know. The Ari is not using the term you should believe or this is what I think. The Ari is using the term here you should know as basically he's relaying a fact. Just like things fall off of trees and the sky is blue, you should know that this is how things were before creation. Haya or elyon pashut, there was an elevated or upper simple light, memalei kol ha-metziut, that filled all of existence. Velo haya shum makom panui, bivchinat avir hakani v'chalal. There was no open space, whether it was through empty air or just space. Ela haya kol memule min or ensof pashut ahu. Everything was filled with this endless simple light. Velo haya lo, lo b'chinat rosh ve lo b'chinat sof, and it didn't have an end or a beginning. Ela hakol haya or echad pashut shaveh ba'ashva echad. Everything was one simple light, and it was equal everywhere. Vehu hanikra or en sof. And this simple light we call the endless light. So now let's go into the commentary of Rabbi Yehuda Ashlag. Tzichim liskol, as Rav Ashlag tells us, that we have to remember שכל חוכמת הקבלה מיוסדת על עניינים רוחניים. It's based on all the wisdom of spirituality is based on spiritual things, not physical things. שאינם תופסים לא מקום ולא זמן, they don't take up any space or any time. ואין היעדר ותמורה נוהג בהם כל עיקר, there's no change or exchange in them at all. You know, in the physical world, we're used to things fading away, we're used to new things replacing old things. You know, stars that are really far away. We're used to that when a star goes out, it means that it disappeared years ago because of how long the light took to get here. None of that applies in the spiritual world. וכל השינויים הנאמרים בחוכמה הזאת, all the changes that we're going to talk about in this knowledge, in the knowledge of spirituality, אין זאת אומרת שהבחינה הראשונה נעדרת. It doesn't mean that its first stage, its first state, disappeared. ומקבלת צורה אחרת, and it changes form completely. אלא השינוי האמור, so it doesn't mean that the first form disappeared. It means that this change, הוא עניין תוספת הצורה לבד, וצורה הראשונה אינה זזה ממקומה. It's adding another form, but the first form stays exactly where it is. It doesn't go anywhere. You know, normally, let's say you have a box that can open and close. When you open the box is open. When you close the box is closed. It's not open and closed at the same time. It's one or the other. In the spiritual realm, it doesn't work the same way. In the spiritual realm, you have your closed box, and when you open it, you didn't actually change the box. What you did was you added another form to the box.
Ki ha'eder v'hishtanut ha'hema midarkei hagashmim.
So why is it that there's no change, or that there's no physical changes like we're used to? Because these changes or these exchanges are built in the physical world, but the spiritual world works by a different set of rules.
Bezeu kol hakoshi lamatchilim.
This is what's hardest for people who are beginning, and I know it was hard for me when I started.
Ki tofsim advarim bevituyim hagashmi begvulim shel zman umakom chiluf utmora.
Because the way we're going to talk about these things is we're going to use physical terminology for spiritual things, and we're going to use words like changing or moving away or passage of time. We're going to use these terms.
Asher ha-mechabrim mishtamshu bahem rak lesimanim ba'alma al sharshehem alyonim.
That the writers of spirituality, the people who wrote these books originally, they use these terms only so that we can have some sort of physical example, like a metaphor, for what's really going on in the spiritual realm.
ולפיכך, אתאמץ לפרש כל מילה ומילה בצביונה הרוחני.
And now Rav Ashlag says, therefore, I will try, meaning Rav Ashlag will try, to translate every word, word for word, according to its spiritual definition.
המופשט במקום ומזמן ומתמורה,
that's taken away from this concept of space or time or change.
ולמעיינים מוטל,
and it's on the people who are learning their responsibility, meaning on you and me, it's our responsibility,
לחקוק היטב בזיכרונם,
to carve well in our memories,
את פירוש המילות ההן, כי אי אפשר לחזור להן בכל פעם.
So, you and I together, we have to carve into our memories the definition of these words, the spiritual definition of these words, because it's going to be too difficult to go back and forth. Every time we don't remember exactly what something means, it'll take forever. So we have to work on remembering it. And before I go on, one of my earliest teachers of the knowledge of spirituality told me that the study of spirituality is the study of bad examples. And what he meant was that is exactly what Rav Ashlag is saying here. We're going to use physical terminology. We're going to use words that you've definitely heard before. But the best we can do is make a bad example for what's really going on in the spiritual realm, because here we are in the physical realm. So before Rav Ashlag gets into explaining what we just read from the Ari, first he wants us to go and understand what the meaning of time is spiritually. So I'm going to go to a section called Histaklut Pnimit, which means to look inside or a deeper look. And basically, Histaklut Pnimit is something that Rav Ashlag wrote to help us understand in more depth the different terms that are being used. So first, Rav Ashlag starts with motion, spiritual motion.
עוד נשאר לבאר דבר הזמן והתנועה.
We still have to explain the ideas of time and motion.
שאנו נתקלים בהם כמעט בכל מילה בחוכמה הזאת.
That we use these terms of motion and time in almost every word that we're talking about in this spirituality.
אכן תדע, therefore you should know, שהתנועה הרוחנית איננה כתנועה המוחשית ממקום למקום.
Spiritual motion isn't like physical motion, where if I were to walk over to the camera over there, that would be motion. Or that I'm moving my hand here, that's motion. Spiritual motion is not referring to that.
אלא, הכוונה היא על התחדשות הצורה, שכל חידוש צורה אנו מכנים בשם תנועה.
We're talking about a new form. I don't want to say exactly changing a form, because it doesn't erase the first form. We're adding a new form. And every time we add a new form, that's called motion in spirituality.
כי אותו החידוש, because this new thing, this renewal, דהיינו שינוי הצורה שנתחדשה ברוחני,
this renewal of the form,
במשונה מצורה הכללית הקודמתו שבאותו הרוחני,
that is different now from its original form.
הרי היא נבחנת שנתחלקה ונתרחקה מרוחני ההיא, ויצא בשם ובשליטה לפי עצמה.
And I want to be very specific with the translation of this specific part here. It's separated and distanced itself from that spiritual thing, and it came out with a name and with its own control over itself. Why is it important that it came out with its own name? We'll explain more in depth later, but for right now, all you need to know is that when something has its own name, it's considered its own new spiritual form. We don't give something a new name unless it's somehow a different form or a new form from what we already had before.
שבזה היא דומה לגמרי למהות גשמית, אשר נפרד ממנה איזה חלק, ומתנענע והולך לא ממקום למקום.
In this one aspect, just in a singular aspect, it actually is very similar to physicality. How is it similar to physicality? If you break a piece off of something and move it away from it, it's no longer part of that whole. Now, in the spiritual realm, you're not breaking off anything from anything else. But when something acquires a new form, what you're doing is, the best way we can understand it from our perspective is, it's coming out of the original and creating its own identity. And that's why we call creating a new form movement. Okay, so now we have to understand time. And once we understand time, we can understand what the Ari meant by saying before everything was created. Because before is the term of time. So how are we going to understand what time is if no time exists in the spiritual realm?
ודבר הזמן בגלתו הרוחני, תבין.
And you should understand, and I want to drive home the point again, that when the Ari and Rav Ashlag, they talk about these things, they don't give their opinion. They say you should know or you should understand. It's fact. We just need to understand it. That the idea of time in the spiritual arena, כי כל עיקר מושג הזמן אצלנו, all the main idea of time with us, and with us meaning in the physical realm, אינו אלא הרגש של התנועות. Time in the physical realm is really just an experience of motions around you. It's an amazing idea. Before I go on, I just want to, you know, think about that for a second. Everything that we experience as time going by, we experience because there's motion around us. You know, and I was thinking about this for a long time, and you know, for me, I got to the conclusion, what's the difference between a long day and a short day? The day is still 24 hours, but when we say we had a long day, it's because a lot happened, a lot was moving around, there was a lot going on. And we had a short day, not so much happened, but you know, the amount of time was the same. So I think that that's just a really cool concept that we're now going to tie into spirituality.
כי מוח המדמה שבאדם מצייר ומרקם מספר מספר מסוים של תנועות שירגיש בהן בזו אחר זו.
So what Rav Ashlag is saying here, the imaginative mind of a person that draws and paints these pictures, and it what does it paint the picture of? A certain number of motions, and it experiences them as one after another.
ומעתיקים בדמיון זמן מסוים.
And it's almost like if you take like a photo burst with your camera and you time-stamped each one. The only way you know that these photos came after each other is when you time-stamp them. And that's exactly what Rav Ashlag is saying our mind does. We see all these different motions, we perceive them as happening one after another, and then we timestamp them and we call that time.
באופן שאם היה אדם עם סביבתו במצב של מנוחה מוחלטת, לא היה יודע אז במושג הזמן ולא כלום.
And Rav Ashlag goes even further to say, if someone was to be put in a box, just in a little room, where there was no windows, no flashing lights, if absolutely nothing moved, then the person would have zero concept of time whatsoever. And I think this actually manifests a little bit in some people who were born blind have a condition called no 24, where they don't realize what time of day it is, because they've never seen the sun go up or down, or the moon come out. They've never seen any of this. They haven't experienced that motion of the orbit of the planet. So because they didn't experience that motion, they've never experienced that concept of time, which again, I think is amazing.
והנה כן הדבר גם ברוחניים, שסיכום מסוים של חידושי הצורות, הנבחנת לתנועות רוחניות כנל.
So he's saying, so just like a bunch of different movements, one after another, is what we perceive as time, so too in the spiritual realm, a certain set of different new forms acquired, or change in forms, that run of different forms, which we call motion, if we have a lot of those at the same time, or one after another, That is what we call spiritual time. V'inyan kodem v'achal kach, perusho tamid kemo siba u'mesubav. And so if that's time, what's considered before and what's considered after? If there's no real time, how do we know what came first or what came last, if anything came first or last? So Al-Ashlak tells us that the entire idea of before and after is actually just saying cause and effect. If one form caused another form to come into being, or if one form acquired a new form, the one that was the cause is considered before, and the one that was the effect is considered after. So that was Rav Ashlag just giving us a deeper look at the terminology.
Haynu, haor mitpashet ma'atzmut ha'borei yitbarach.
So now we're going back to what the Ari said and Rav Ashlag's interpretation on it. So first Rav Ashlag is going to explain to us what is this upper simple light that we talked about earlier. So it's saying that this light is the light that comes from the essence of the Creator. What exactly that means, we actually, as we'll find out soon, that we don't fully understand the essence of the Creator because we're human beings. We won't be able to. But we'll talk soon about what we can say about the essence of the Creator.
Veda, and you should know, again, know with certainty, שכל השמות והתוארים הבאים בחוכמת הקבלה,
all the names and nicknames or terms that we're going to use in the wisdom of spirituality,
אינם חס ושלום בעצמות הבורא יתברך.
God forbid you should think that we're talking about the essence of the Creator. We're not talking about the essence of the Creator. Why is it so terrible that we should be talking about the essence of the Creator?
אלא רק באור המתפשט מעצמותו יתברך.
Really, we're only talking about the light that comes from the essence of the Creator, or in one name that we've already used for it, the endless light.
אמנם מעצמותו יתברך אין לנו שום מילה והגה כלל.
When it comes to the essence of the Creator, we have zero understanding. We don't know how to put a term on it. Our human minds cannot grasp it at all.
כי זה הכלל, this is a general rule.
And whenever Rav Ashlag is going to put down a general rule, you just apply it everywhere from now on.
כל מה שלא נשיג לא נדעו בשם.
Anything that we cannot understand, we can't give a name to it. That's a general rule about everything that we're going to study today and in future videos. Every single thing that we can't understand, we're not going to give it a name.
וזכור זאת ולא תיכשל.
And remember this, and you won't fall, or you won't fail. And this is like almost a warning from Rav Ashlag. I know for myself, I have this habit to try and, you know, be too smart for my own good. I'm going to understand it even if nobody else did. This is the one place you don't want to try that. Here, we just can't understand the essence of the Creator, and we'll leave it there. Let's go next. So now, Rav Ashlag has a question on where the Ari said that this simple light filled all of existence. And it seems like it's a big wonder, it's a big surprise to hear this. We're talking here about before any worlds or earth or anything else in existence was created.
ואם כן, if so, איזו מציאות ישנה כאן אשר אור העליון צריך למלוא אותה?
How could it be that this light is filling any reality if this is before the creation of reality?
מעניין הוא,
so Rav Ashlag answers here, the idea is,
כי כל העולמות וכל הנשמות שישנם ועתידים לברות עם כל מקוריהם עד לתכלית תיקונם, הנה הם כולם כבר כלולים באינסוף ברוך הוא, בכל תפארתם ובכל מילואם.
Every soul, every world that did exist, that does exist, or that will exist, everything in all of existence throughout all of time is all included in the endless light. And they're included in all of their forms. Complete, incomplete, small, big, every form, every type of form, whatever you can think of, it was included in the endless light.
באופן שיש לנו להבחין בית עיקרים בכללות המציאות שלפנינו.
Now, we have to understand two main ideas about the reality that we're going to start talking about. There's two main ideas that Rav Ashlag is setting down before us. Ikar echad, the first main idea, bifchinat ma shehem kvuim vekayamim b'ensof baruch hu bechol shlemutam v'tifaltam. So the first concept about reality we need to understand is when everything is included in the Ensof. When we talk about the fact that it is included in the Ensof, it's not that it ever wasn't or that it ever will stop being included, but we're talking about one aspect of it where it is. And one thing we have to understand about that is the aspect where it is included in the endless light. Everything is perfect, everything is complete, relationships work, you love everybody, everybody loves you, you get whatever you want before you even know you want it. Everything is perfect in the endless light. Vayikar ha-sheni, and the second main idea, כמות שהם ארוכים ומשתלשלים ומתחדשים לפנינו מאחר הצמצום הראשון. The second main idea comes after the first contraction or the first restriction, and later we'll get into what exactly that was. But after this first restriction, בחמישה העולמות המכונים, after this first restriction, we have five worlds. Adam Kadmon, which literally translates to primordial man, but it's just the name of the first world. Atzilut, the world of emanation. Bria, the world of creation. Yetzira, the world of formation. And Asiya, the world of action. I'm going to go through the five worlds again to make sure you remember. Adam Kadmon, primordial man. Atzilut, emanation. Bria, creation. Yetzira, formation. Asiya, action. וזה שאמר הרב, and this that the Ari said, אשר אור עליון הנמשך מעצמותו יתברך, the upper light that is drawn from the essence of the Creator, היה ממלא את כל המציאות, that it filled all of reality, דיינו כללות המציאות שבעיקר הראשון. What reality are we talking about? We're talking about the first concept, the concept where everything is included in the endless light and everything is perfect and complete. מבחינת מה שהם ארוכים וקיימים באינסוף ברוך הוא שמטרם הצמצום. So when the Ari said that this light filled all of reality, we're talking about before the tzimtzum, before the contraction or the restriction, or if somebody wants to find a better word, I'd love to hear it. So we're talking about before all of that, when everything was perfect. ומשמענו שאור עליון היה ממלא אותם לגמרי עד שלא נשאר בהם שום מקום פנוי. So this light, this endless light, filled every desire, filled every vessel, every nook and cranny, 100% filled until there was zero empty space whatsoever. שיהיה אפשר להוסיף בהם שלמות ותיקון כלשהו. So it was so full, so complete, so perfect, there was nothing even to fix. Can you imagine a world where everything goes right? You don't even have to charge your phone. Nothing needs to be fixed. One more thing. Now, Rav Ashlag is going to interpret what the Ari says, what the Ari said about makom ponui, empty space. What is it? What does empty space mean in a reality before reality? Perush ki b'terem shenivru olamot, before the worlds were created. Shaya az rak ensof baruch hu bilvad kanal, where there was just the endless light filled everything. There was absolutely nothing else. Lo haya sham makom ponui. לא היה שם במקום פנוי. There was no concept of empty space. דהיינו מקום חיסרון. So what does empty space mean in spirituality? It means a place of lack, where there's something missing. So before the Tzimtzum, there was no lack whatsoever anywhere. שיהיה ראוי לקבל בו בחינת תיקונים. There was no lack, and therefore there was nothing to fix, there was nothing to receive. כי אור העליון היה ממלא את המקום ההוא. Even if there was going to be lack, this endless light would fill that too. שלא הניח מקום לתחתונים להתגדר בו ולהוסיף משהו על שלמותו. And it didn't give space for the lower worlds to try and put a boundary on it or to add something to its perfection. Something that's perfect doesn't need to be added to. אלא רק בסיבת הצמצום שנעשה, only through the contraction or the restriction, כמו שאמרנו לאלן, like that we talked about earlier, נתחדש אז בבחינת חיסרון ונתווה. מקום פנוי לתיקונים. Only then was this new idea created of lack. The lack was a new idea. The original state of the universe was 100% fulfillment, perfection, completion. This idea of lack was a new idea after the Tzimtzum. And once there was this idea of lack, then the idea of fixing something became real.
אבל בל תטעה שבמקום גשמי הספר מדבר.
Rav Ashlag reminds us that we're not talking about something physical. Even after the first Tzimtzum, we're still not talking about something physical yet. We're talking entirely about spiritual things. And just to explain further, before the Tzimtzum, everything was so perfect, so complete, there was no concept of loss or lacking, there was nothing missing. Now, from my perspective, I actually think that's kind of a boring world. I mean, I know it was perfect and everything was beautiful, but imagine a world where nothing ever went wrong. You know, imagine you're watching a TV show, nothing ever goes wrong. Everyone's happy all the time. How many episodes would you watch? One, two. It's boring. It's the same thing all the time. So how do we know we're in the physical world and not up there? Because we have this idea of lack ingrained in us. And without it, we feel, I mean, I feel bored. Maybe some people enjoy when everything is perfect and they don't have to lift a finger. Personally, I feel bored when that happens. So only after the Tzimtzum did this even concept of lack or of something that needs to be fixed even exist. And how exactly that resulted and how we are today, we'll learn later. Thank you.